Today's Shiva Shabri Yangi, once again, is being learned live from a lap. And once again, how appropriate. We're learning about a situation today where you have a beis hakise, a toilet, a latrine, that is situated over water. We just were in a boat on a lap that had the exact same thing. It had a toilet with its the waste going through the toilet into the water. So let's see. Beis hakise sh'al pnei hamayim. You have a toilet, a latrine, situated over water. And he says, Mutter al yidei mechitza tluya. It can be used by means of an overhanging wall, provided, bavad, shetei asuya lahatir, provided that it was erected for the express purpose of affecting permissibility. This we discussed 2 days ago in our introduction to the Siman. We referenced this sif, and we pointed out that in order to go ahead and utilize these good achis mechitzasa, to extend the mechitzas down to the water, what is required is that the wall, the mechitza, is erected for the express purpose of being matir, affecting permissibility of utilizing that area as a chesayachid. However, he says, but if he's making these mechitzos simply for the privacy of the bathroom, of the beis hakise, it is not going to be effective. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this sif katan chaf aleph, sha'al pnei hamayim, over the water, meaning it is near a sea or a river, and you have your beis hakise. Again, the case there is we have a house, once again, right on a river, and you have a protruding, let's say, part of the building where your bathroom is and your toilet is, and then it's going to go right into the water below. So he says it's going to be okay to be matir based on the use of this overhanging wall. Al yidei mechitza tluya, sifkat mechad beis, shegalvoa asara tzvachim, af sheina magaz lamayim, v'kanayim ala'el. He says it must be 10 tzvachim tall, and then it will be effective, even though it does not extend all the way down to the water, as we saw above, as we saw beforehand. And we're talking here, once again, where this waste falls from the latrine, which is a yachid, down to the sea or river, and making that latrine in the toilet entails transporting from which is a yachid, therefore, to a carmelis. And therefore, you have this situation where the wall of the walls of the beis hakise is viewed as extending downward and closing the water directly underneath, rendering it which is a yachid. Remember, we hold that you do not have to necessarily have the walls protruding downward below the balcony. You could actually use the walls of the bathroom itself if the bathroom is protruding out and those walls are above the water. But it's specifically if, once again, the walls, when he erected them, were for the purpose of affecting permissibility. Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, Asuya Lahatir, Lifenoit Sham B'Shabbos. Right? It was erected for the express purpose of affecting permissibility to defecate there on Shabbos. Now, generally, a walled area is considered enclosed, even if its walls were not erected for the purpose of enclosing the area. Right? But here, the enclosure has special requirements due to this unusual nature. As we saw in Sif Aleph, a suspended wall generally cannot serve to enclose the area underneath, only if it's water that's below. There's only water that can be rendered enclosed by a wall suspended overhead. Now, a novel form of enclosure such as this, so therefore there's a demand that the walls must meet this special requirement in that it must be made specifically for this purpose of enclosing the area below. And he goes on, Kigon shi'asena lamata, he says, saviv l'ksad hamayim, demashanasis lamala l'tzniyus aviv. So now he's saying something very interesting. It sounds like from this Mishnah Brura that you would not, even though the Shulchan Aruch himself allows, and there's a machlokas regarding this, achronim v'cholik in the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Shulchan Aruch himself allows the walls above the floor, that's right, the floor is above the water, and he allows the walls above the floor to be utilized as the mechitzah is going down, here it sounds like you would have to have the walls, the pashtus case, he says, would be by fixing it to the underside of the bathroom, or either around the whole floor or around the hole of the toilet, of the latrine going into the water, which he says, the mashanasis lamala l'tznia savida. He seems to be saying that the walls that are built around the top are presumably made to provide privacy. So this is something very interesting. It sounds to me that he's saying that even according to Shulchan Aruch's position, who allows, if you remember, on a balcony above water, to use the mechitzas that enclose the balcony, there you could be doing it specifically for, you know, making mechitzas go down. But he seems to be saying, if you're talking about the walls of a bathroom, it's like, it sounds like the walls of the bathroom, ipso facto, are defined for tznius and not for enclosing the area below. And therefore, it sounds like you'd have to make, even according to, the Shulchan Aruch, you'd have to be making these walls, in this case, the mechitzas in this case, below the underside of the, latrine. He continues on, Shulchan Aruch, however, back to the Shulchan Aruch, says, however, in asa daf okana, pachleis mishloisha, if a person fixes a shelf or a rod within three tvachim, such that shetipol hatsoa, such that the waste would fall, the bodily waste would fall on it before, he says, shetipol hatsoa alav, that the bodily waste would fall on it before kodem shetipol l'mayim, before falling down to the water, then ein tzarech l'chitzos, then no walls are going to be required. The habib lay kocho bekarmelis v'shari. Because once again, its continued descent to the water is like we saw at the end of yesterday's yomi. It's the kocho of the karmelis, the ripple effect of one's action. And we saw that the ripple effect of one's action, the kocho, in a karmelis, is mutter. It's permitted, it's shari, and that is permitted, as we said, in a karmelis. So therefore, it would be okay to go ahead, once again, to fix a shelf or a rod within three tfachim so that the waste would fall on it before falling down to the water, and then no walls will be required. And what's this all about? So here, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Vav Dalet, says here, Daf Okana Pachos Mi Shlosha. You have this shelf or a rod within the three tefachim. Says, I knew, that is to say, Shehein Pachos Mi Shlosha Samuch Hanekev, that they should be fixed within three tefachim of the latrines, the toilet's hole. And therefore, Havi Lovet, therefore, is considered connected to the latrine because of the principle of Lovet. Havi Chorei Rishos HaYachid, the Ukrish LaYachid. And the shelf or rod surface is then like a hole opening into a Rishos HaYachid, which is considered, right, part of Rishos HaYachid. And consequently, the Nofel Rishos HaYachid, the waste falls on it, when the waste that falls on it is actually falling then from Rishos HaYachid to a Rishos HaYachid. And although it will inevitably fall from there to the water below, to Hu Karmelis, which is a Karmelis, Lo Gazru, the Chachamim did not Aser, once again, the Kocho, transporting to a Karmelis, is this ripple effect, transportation to a Karmelis. Now, the whole idea of the shelf being within three Tvachim of the hole is so that it will be part of Rishus HaYachid, based on Chorei Rishus HaYachid. But what would be in a case where it would not be within three tefachim? So, based on the things that we know already, we know that its status would depend on the following factors. Like if the shelf is less than four tefachim by four tefachim wide, then it would be a makom p'tur, and it would be mutter. If it is four tefachim by four tefachim wide, then it depends on, you know, the following that it, you know, that we also discussed. That if it's less than 10 tefachim above the water surface, then it's going to be a karmelis, and that's problematic. But if it's more than 10 tefachim above the water, so that was already subject to debate. See the Beralacha in Sif Aleph, Yibra Maskel, Mechalom. So back in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, V'hu adin in Beis HaKise, Asu Ikach, Sha'atzoa Nofeles al Tzidei HaKosel, V'yachar Kach Miskalgeles V'Nofeles L'mat V'Karmelis. He says the same applies, it'll be okay, if the latrine is structured so that the waste first falls on the walls and then rolls down to the Karmelis below. Once again, that would be a Kocho, ripple effect, transportation to the Karmelis. And then he finally says, the Shulchan Aruch, in Nishbar Hadaf B'Shabes, Mutar Bishum the Gadol Kavayit Habrios. Then he says that the shelf that was placed under the latrine for this purpose, to allow one to defecate and then go into the Karmelis, if it breaks on Shabbos, the latrine may still be used for, and this is based on a very important principle, Bishum the Gadol Kavayit Habrios, because protecting a person's dignity is of paramount importance. Kavayit Habrios, as we'll see, is Doiche the Rabbanah. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Hey. Nishbar Hadaf B'Shabbos, Mitzvah Eloimar, She Nishbar B'Shabbos Kufa, She Iyah Shal Esakno, U'Lekach Mutter Lifan Hashem, La'oso Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch is emphasizing that it broke on Shabbos itself, since there's no way of fixing it, so then it's permitted to defecate there for the remainder of that Shabbos. However, obviously, if it was broken before Shabbos and they neglected to fix it, the implication here is that it's not allowed. And this, as the Vilna Gaon, the Gra explains, is because human dignity is only taken into consideration if there was no other way to avoid the problem. Based on the same reasoning, it may only be used for the remainder of that Shabbos, but on the following Shabbos, it can't be used because it should have been fixed. In the interim, we continue on to Sif Gimel. In Beis HaKisei Bolit, if a latrine protrudes outside Chutz Lachoimas Ha'ir, outside of a city wall, Mitzoa Nofelas B'Chafira Shesaviv Ha'ir, Sheyeshba Yoiser Mibeis Sasayim, and the waste falls into a ditch around the city that has an area of more than two base sa. We'll see what this is all about. Shehu Karmelis, and therefore it is thus deemed a Karmelis. In such a case, Eino Mutter Al Yidei Mechitza Tluya, it cannot be used by means of a suspended wall, Shelo Yitiru Osa El Vamayim, because the Chachamim only permitted the use of suspended walls, good Achis Mechitzas, over water. However, it may be used, he says, Aval Al Yidei Daf Shari, Kocho Shari B'chol Karmelis. However, it may be used by means of a shelf fixed underneath the latrine. For this ripple effect transportation is permitted in any karmelis. That's not a specific halacha to allow it to go and roll into the water. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katan chav zav shehi karmelis, and thus deemed a karmelis. With some lomar, this means to say, and Shulchan Aruch wants to stress here, she'af shachafira amuka asar tefachim, that even though the ditch is 10 tefachim deep, since the and the fact that it has an area of more than two base sa, the lohu kafala dira, and it was not enclosed for dwelling purposes, that automatically grants it the status din karmelis aleh, gives it the status of a karmelis, and therefore nimsa mosi rishus hayochid the karmelis, and accordingly defecating into it would entail transporting from rishus hayochid to a karmelis, because the latrine, which is protruding outside of a city wall, and it falls into this ditch around the city that has an area of more than two besa, will be viewed as a karmelis. These factors, you should know, that when you have we'll learn more about this later, and we already discussed it earlier, in Shin Mem Vav, Sif Gimel, that when you have an area that's more than two besa and not enclosed for dwelling purposes, not hukufo dira, it gets the status of a karmelis in the Rabbanon, even though it is a rishus hayochid by Torah law, in the Torah, right? Because it's a ditch that it has a height of 10 tefachim, it's a 10 tefachim deep ditch, but still, as a karmelis in the Rabbanon there. Now, you cannot, as we said, sif katan chav zayin, eino mutter, it cannot be used by means of a suspended wall, because here you're using the suspended wall to make something from karmelis into rishus hayochid. It's not the karmelis of water, it's a karmelis of ground. So what do you need? Sif katan chav zayin, elo ba'inin shal machitzas yagiyu ala karka. Rather, we require the walls actually reach the ground. Sif katan chav ches, aval al yedei daf. He said, if you're going to utilize the other mahalach, not good achis machitzas, suspended walls, but the kocho, the karmelis, the using a shelf or rod, again, once again, it has to be fixed within three tefachim of the latrine's hole. So if you use that mahalach, right? So it's alidei daf, o kana, or a rod, o shatsoa, nofel, al tzidei akosel, or as we saw in the previous, if the waste falls onto the sides of the walls before rolling down, the achar kach misgalgel, minofel, bechir, chavira, and before rolling down into the ditch, as we saw, kanom el, as we saw above in sif bais. Now, continuing on with the Ramah in Sif Gimel, Hagah, V'yesh Omrim Din Beis HaKisei L'mala Me'ez Sara Shari B'chol Inin. Some say that if the latrine, if the toilet is more than 10 tefachim high, it is going to be mutter in all circumstances, Shari B'chol Inin, Da'am Motzim Shla Yachel L'Karmelis Derech Mekom Ptur, right? Even though, meaning, what does it mean in all circumstances? Even if there's no shelf fixed underneath. Why? Because the falling waste is transported from Rosh Hashanah Yachel to a Karmelis, in this case, via a Mekom Ptur. He says, however, Ayin Le'el Simen Shin Mem Vav, the Yesh Cholkin, that there are those that are cholik. Look at the Mishnah Bura here, Sif Katan Chav Tes, more than 10 tefachim high, L'malav Yasara, Mekar Kal Yasach Hafira, meaning from the ground of the ditch, there's 10 tefachim. Atam, what's the reason? The Avir Lamala Measara Bekarmelis Bekom Ptsurahu. The airspace that is above, 10 Tfachim above a Karmelis, is a Bekom Ptsur, the Nimsa Kishuhu Nifna, and it comes out that when he goes ahead and relieves himself, he's going to be Motzi, which is a Yachad Bekarmelis, Derech Bekom Ptsur. So what's being said here is that since the ground of the ditch, right, is going to be a 10 tfachim space between the ground of the ditch and the latrine, so you have, meaning the ground around the ditch, so that it's for sure going to be now a makom p'tur area, then it would be considered going from Shayochid to the Karmelis derech makom p'tur. And he says, Ayin la'el simen shin and vav sikon lamed, haynu b'sof sif aleph. He's referring here to the end of Sif Aleph, where it states as follows: the Yesh Osir, the Hotzi Mishayachah, the Karmelis, Afilu Derech Makom Ptur. We saw there that we had poskim that Asa carrying from Mishayachah to a Karmelis, even via a Makom Ptur. Ayin Beragar, Gra Shemarech Bezet, the Lo Nagon, the Gra argues in a very lengthy exposition, and the Daito, his opinion is, the Afi Nema, the Rishuyos, the Rabbanon, Derech Makom Ptur Mutter, Hainu Davka Bidinach Be'emza al Makom Ptur. He says, if you remember, that even if we would allow carrying to a Karmelis via Makom Ptur, it would be permitted only if the object were actually set down in Makom Ptur en route. Avalo b'delo nach. It cannot be permitted even according to the lenient opinion if the object were not set down. V'hacha halo lo nach b'emza. In our case, it is not being set down en route. U'ke'ein zeh m'fakfei ka'beis meyer. Gam kein, the beis meyer raises similar objections to this first opinion quoted by the Rama. See, he says, Gam kein al yesh omim arishon. Ayin the Sifro Simon Shinam Vav, Chaim Kamakomos, check out Shinam Vav in his Sefer, as well as other places. Chaim the Sefer Meir Mordechai Simon Shinam Gimel Sifal, Bagdol Gam King Das Agrar Orel, the Tamal Dasi Yesh Omrim Harishon, right? And also the Meir Mordechai also concurred with the aforementioned opinion of the Gra, the Lomagon, and he deems the first opinion quoted by the Rama as quite puzzling. Okay, so just to summarize, in case you're not holding fully what we've seen so far, that if you have a situation where waste drops to a ditch, Karmelis, outside the city, so it cannot be permitted by means of suspended walls, because these were empowered to enclose water only. So in order to enclose the area underneath and render it a Rishus HaYachid, one would have to erect walls that actually reach down all the way to the ground. So then the only option that everyone would agree to in such a case would be that the latrine would be permitted in such a case by means of the shelf or rod, Mahalak, so the waste falls on the wall before rolling down as above with the Kocho B'Karmelis Mahalach. So the Rabban now gives one controversial allowance, and it's disputed, as we saw, by many poskim, and that is if this latrine is 10 tfachim above the ground, meaning the top of the ditch, then it may be used, since the waste falls through Makom Ptur airspace, and then you have this ditch that is a base sasayim as a din of a Karmelis. But when it goes from the latrine, it is going down through Makom Ptur airspace. Again, the Ramah were all these paiskim that, again, based on the earlier simanim that we did, we saw major machlokas achronim, whether there is an allowance for carrying to a Karmelis via Makom Ptur. And these paiskim, the only going, the Maimon Mordechai, the Beis Meir, had the same problems. They basically say that it's only permitted the object were actually set down in Makom Ptur, which you do not have in this case. We continue on in the Ramah. So Ramah now has another Yesh Oyrin. Yesh Oyrin dim haya sham soah v'od yom shari b'chol inyan daha hatsoah hu Makom Ptur delo dasi darsi ba rabin ayin la'el sim shimim hey. Once again, this is going to be another controversial opinion in the Ramah. The Yesh Cholkin is sphere laid to ain Makom Ptur b'karmelis. This is controversial because there is no Makom Ptur in a Karmelis. So let's see what is exactly going on over here. So comes the Ramah, okay, as now the Mishnah is going to explain. So we're talking about if there was this waste in the ditch from before Shabbos. So what's this all about? Umayri shem mifana mamish al ha-tsoa, v'yafal pi shenotzal ha-charkach minatzad shu karmelis shari. This allowance is only applicable if one defecates, number one, right on top of the other waste. If done in this manner, then it's going to be mutter, according to his opinion, even if it will inevitably end up falling to the side, which is a Karmelis. Of course, it's eventual fall to the Karmelis. Once again, is merely the ripple effect of his action, which, as we have learned, is allowed in the Karmelis. So that's what he's going to do. He's going to make onto the Tzoah, which is then going to roll off. Now, Lamed Beis, so what's the Yisayah here? Tzoah is a Makom Ptura. Tzoah havi Makom Ptura. The Ham is Stama Eina Rechava Arba. Why is the Tzoah a Makom Ptura? Because presumably not for Tvachim. Why? Any distinct surface less than four Tvachim wide constitutes, as we know, a Makom Ptura. The after the Alma came along the Pachos Mishosh Tvachim, even though normally we hold it less than three Tvachim in Gova, Batel Agave Shushu Ome Bo is considered Batel, is considered incorporated into the surrounding Rishus and ground of that Rishus, and the ways to that Tzoah Mistama Eina Gavosh Tvachim, and the Tzoah is Pashtus, unless it's a really big load there, is not three Tvachim high, Shaini Hacha, that Tzoah Shem Beis Akisei, Bevadai Lo Darse Marabim. The difference here is that Tzoah in Beis Akisei, the bottom there, people are not going to be walking on it. The Alkein Eina Batel Lirshus Shevet Zidah, and therefore, people will definitely not be treading upon this, and therefore it does not then assimilate with the surrounding rishus, and consequently, it is a makom ptur. Now, it should be noted that in Shin Mem Hei, Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch paskin that manure situated in Rishus HaRabim becomes assimilated with Rishus HaRabim as long as it is not three tefachim high, despite the fact that the public do not tread upon it. So this seems to be a big machok, a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. The Masna Shekel explains that in a Shus HaRabim, the manure will occasionally be stepped upon, in a Shus HaRabim. And even though it's an occasional occurrence there, that's sufficient reason to consider the manure associated with the surrounding Shus HaRabim. However, waste in a latrine will never be tread upon, and therefore it is disassociated from the surrounding Rishus, despite the fact that it is less than three tefachim high, because it's not Lod Darsi Barabim at all, Lod Darsi Bar people at all. The Maimon Mordechai explains that in Rishus HaRabim, he has a different shot. He says that in Rishus HaRabim, when people do not step on manure, they would not necessarily avoid the area entirely, but merely step over the manure in their path. As opposed to here, people completely avoid walking through an area where waste falls from a latrine, therefore it would for sure be disassociated from the surrounding Rishus. Now again, the Ramah pointed out that, once again, this is a controversial allowance, namely, that if there's already waste in the trench from before Shabbos, you can defecate directly on top of that waste. The reason why is because, as we saw in Shin Mem Hei, you attest that some disagree, and they maintain that a Makom Ptur can never be affected in a Karmelis. Continue on in the Ramah, and he adds now, Lufi Mashin is Bayal Lechal Sibin Shin Mem Hei, Dein Makom Ptur B'Shay Yachin L'Kulei Yama, Beis HaKisei HaOmeid, Bein Shnei Batim, Asur Lifano Sham. So now he says, according to the statement that we just mentioned above, there in Shin Mem Hei, you test that all agree that a Makom Ptur can, there, everyone agrees that a Makom Ptur cannot be affected within a Rishus HaYachid. It's only shiloh by a Karmelist. So it is usher to defecate then into a latrine, usher lifanos sham, situated between two houses. Right? These Beis HaKisei HaOmeid Ben Shnei Batim, usher lifanos sham. You can't go ahead and defecate into a latrine situated between two houses. Im lo erbu yachad velo asu lo tikun mibaod yom, kimoshin is bayer, sif beis, the uz shari, the lohavi ela kimo chatzer, she'eno me'u reves, kidulakaman, simen shin nai, and then zayin. And unless they have either joined together in an Erev or adjusted the latrine before Shabbos according to what was spelled out in Sif Beis, then once again it's going to be also to defecate into the latrine situated between two houses. Sif Katan Lamed Gimel Ulufima Kan Maskil Haramah Levar Din Acher. Now here the Ramah begins addressing a different halachic issue. What is that? You have a situation where the use of a latrine whose cesspit underneath, into which the waste drops, is owned by two neighbors, and these two neighbors have not, they have not joined in an Eruv. And he asserts that in this case we cannot apply the allowance cited above, which deems the already present waste a makom ptur. Right? Kan lo shayach hayeter shekasa betchila datso havi makom ptur. Kevan erishuyas ba'atzman rishus hayachid heim. So therefore, ein makom ptur rishus hayachid. So he's saying that in this scenario, the problematic rishus is a rishus hayachid, and a makom ptur cannot be affected within a rishus hayachid. Sifkat lamabal also li panos sham
מהי שמקום מושה בית הכיסא היה שייך לכל אחד לבדו, כי המחיצה מפסקת ביניהם, אלא שהחפיר תחתיה היה שייך לשניהם, ולכך אוסר דמייצי משוסו לקרקע שותפן. It says, this pertains to a case where the latrine seats are situated within each neighbor's respective reshus, with a wall separating them, while the cesspit underneath belongs to both. So in this case, it is usher, of course, by defecating, l'kach usher demotzi mirshuso l'kaka shneyan. Because by defecating, by making, each is transporting from his individual reshus to a jointly owned territory. The im gam b'makoyim moishav shayich lashutvin in kanotzoa mirshus l'shus u'mutter. This is the base mayor chidusha rakiva eger ayin sham. He says, however, if the seat area is also shared by both neighbors, the transporting is not being done from one reshus to another, and it's therefore going to be permitted. This is the base mayor, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, see over there. Now, what's happening here is that although both areas are reshus or yachid, it is aser midrabanan to transport from a private residence to a joint area, and certainly to someone else's residence, unless an erev chatzeros is formed, as we'll see coming up in Shin Samech Vav. Now, although this Isser includes only objects that were in the house at the beginning of Shabbos, waste in a person's body is considered as having started Shabbos in the house as well. There's the Magen Avram, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Ayin Shon, check out also the Beis Meir. Now, also, although carrying within a joint Rishus without an Erev is problematic in its own right, here it is permitted, for the waste is being transported less than for Amos. That's why if the seat area is also shared by both neighbors, the transporting is not being done from one reshus to another, and it is therefore permitted. We continue on. Sif katan lamed hay, kemoshen is bayer sif beis, like according to the way it was presented in sif beis. So that is, haynu tikun daf okana, that is by fixing either a shelf or a rod beneath the hole. Aval tikun de mechitza tluya eino moel hacha ad sheyoredes ad lamata. How overhanging walls are not effective here unless they extend all the way down to the bottom. Sif katan lamed vav. And it says kidul kaman simen shun nud zayin sif gimel. He says in the Haganah Ramad shum mivoar de bechatish eino moreves lekuli alma mutter kocho. Because there he explains the Ramad that all agree that kocho, ripple effect transportation to a jointly owned yard, which lacks an Eruv, even if it lacks an Eruv, is permitted. Just as we learn that the Chachamim allow ripple effect transportation to a Carmelis, since actual transporting it to a Carmelis is usur only with Rabbanon, so they likewise allow Kocho, ripple effect transporting from one's person's domain to someone else's, or to a joint area, even if there's no Eruv Chatzeris, since here too, actual transportation is merely, you know, transporting to the different chatzeros without an Erev is also merely aser mi de rabbanan. And the, you know, Ramah continues on, v'ayin l'kam and simin shenayin vav, sif talid, to be'atzmo. And it continues on the Ramah, back to the Ramah. V'chol zeh dafka l'chatchila, v'ba di'yeved, sheshachachu v'lo ervu, mutter, the gadol kavod ha'brios. He says, all of this is how things should be carried out in the first place. If, however, they forgot to make an Erev, the latrine may nevertheless be used. Once again, for protecting people's dignity is of paramount importance. Sif katan lamed zayin, sheshachu v'lo ervu, o shelo hayalo be'efshar lasos tikun ha'nizgar, or if they were unable to employ one of the aforementioned adjustments, as the Chayadim says, sif katan lamed ches, the gadol kavod ha'brios, she'etiru chachamim b'makon she'ein bo Isser de Oraisa. Chachamim allowed these derabbanans, in order to preserve a person's dignity, Mishum Kavod HaBrios, they allowed for Isser de Rabbanan, as long as no Isser de Oraisa is involved. Finally, we continue on and finish up the Ramah. Common practice, he says. Holche Svinos Nagu Lasos Tzarchein Hamashota Liyam. The common practice, the Nagu Minag, among seafarers, is to defecate from the paddle wheel into the sea. What's the reason for this? The hoil v'amishoita eino gavo asara afal pisha rechava arba eino ela karmelis. Umotzi mekarmelis lekarmelis. Since the paddle wheel is less than 10 tefachim, it is but a karmelis, even though it is 4 tefachim wide, and therefore, accordingly, defecating off the paddle wheel entails merely transporting from a karmelis to a karmelis. Sif katan Lamed Tes, Minamashota Liyam, Avalmina Smina Liyam, below Tikun and Iskar Sif Bez, low. But defecating from the boat itself into the sea without one of the adjustments we saw in Sif Bez, that is not allowed, because one is thereby transporting from Shita Yachid into the sea, which is a carmelist. The Hamoti Mishla Yachid Liyam Shu Carmelist. The Miyav Shalav Ne Eza Siba, Elen Kenyasa Tzrachav Besfina Mutter. However, in a situation where the only other alternative is to defecate in the boat itself, one may defecate into the sea, the Gadol, Kavara Briyais, etc. Because once again, because of the paramount importance of preserving a person's dignity, Adkan.